Hello, my name is Dave Emery, and this is SOD 2 of For the Record program number 467, titled Fifth Column, Part 4, being recorded on July 4th of 2004. We're going to plunge right in, and we're going to get back to a discussion of the organizations that were networking with PTEC. PTEC is a high-tech company that was manufacturing threat assessment software for, among other institutions, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the United States Air Force. And as we're going to see in connection with some of the institutions involved with networking with PTEC, that raises some interesting questions about the anomalous performance of some air defense units on September 11th. Now, as we saw at the conclusion of Side 1, one of the institutions that networked very heavily with PTEC and that was instrumental in PTEC's genesis was a company called BMI. We're going to revisit an element that we looked at in For the Record 423. This is from an article called Saudi-backed Charities Aided Terrorists by Marianne Brun-Rové and Edward Alden from the Financial Times of August 21st of 2003. The article reads in part, "A group of Saudi-backed Islamic charities operating in the U.S. gave material support to terrorists linked with Al-Qaeda and Hamas, the U.S. government has alleged for the first time. The allegations concerning the Muslim World League and an affiliate, the International Islamic Relief Organization, are likely to reignite concerns about Saudi Arabia's possible role in funding terrorist organizations. The two charities are at the center of the largest ever U.S. investigation of terrorist financing. According to an affidavit made public this week, the charities gave money to BMI, a New Jersey-based company suspected of transferring funds to three individuals designated as terrorists by the U.S. government, BMI, one of the organizations centrally involved with PTEC. Continuing, the money invested in BMI by the two charities came from a $10 million endowment from unnamed Saudi donors, according to an affidavit by David Kane, an agent with the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. While it is not clear whether the money came from the Saudi government, the affidavit quotes a recent CIA report that says the Muslim World League, quote, is largely financed by the government of Saudi Arabia, unquote. Mr. Kane said that the charities gave $3.7 million to BMI, which may have passed the money to individuals considered terrorists by the U.S. These include Yassin Qadi, accused by the U.S. government of transferring millions of dollars to Osama bin Laden through charities such as the Muwafaq Foundation, Musa Abu Marzuk, the self-professed head of the political branch of Hamas, the radical Palestinian organization, and Mohammed Salah, a member of Hamas who spent 5 years in an Israeli prison. The allegations against BMI were made to back up charges against Soleiman Biheri, BMI's founder and president, who was indicted 2 weeks ago on charges of lying to obtain U.S. citizenship. The government alleges that Mr. Biheri also did business with other designated terrorists. Mr. Biheri's laptop computer contained contact information for Ghaleb Himat and Youssef Nada, members of the Muslim Brotherhood extremist group and people considered terrorists by the U.S. and the United Nations." And still more from an article for more about some of the BMI and Soleiman Biheri related individuals and institutions. Note again the connections between the PTEC connected BMI and the Al-Taqwa milieu about which we've spoken so often. This is from an article called U.S. Details and Alleged Terror Financing Web by Glenn R. Simpson of the Wall Street Journal of September 15th of 2003. Prosecutors identified a third BMI investor as Abdullah Awad bin Laden, whom BMI partnership records and bank record statements show put in more than $500,000. He is a nephew of Osama bin Laden, head of Al-Qaeda and the alleged mastermind of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. During the 1990s, Abdullah Awad bin Laden ran the U.S. branch of a Saudi charity called the World Assembly of Muslim Youth. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and private analysts labeled it a suspected terrorist organization. The group says it doesn't support terrorism. Abdullah Awad bin Laden, who formerly lived in Virginia but left the U.S. after September 11, 2001, has made no public statements and couldn't be located. U.S. officials believe he is in Saudi Arabia, unquote. And we're going to see why in just a minute. So note that BMI, in turn, closely connected with the PTEC firm that develops threat assessment software for the Air Force and the FAA, is connected to Abdullah bin Laden. More about him still later. More about the associates of BMI and Mr. Beharry. Mr. Kane said Mr. Beharry has relationships with the two founders of the now banned Al-Taqwa, both of whom are also officially listed as terrorists by the U.S. He added that there are other, quote, indications there were some connections between Bank Al-Taqwa and BMI, including financial transactions, unquote. He was halted from saying anything further on the matter by the prosecutor, who said the information is classified foreign intelligence. Another of Mr. Beharry's associates, the government alleged, is Sami Al-Arian, the Tampa College professor now under indictment in federal court in Florida as an alleged leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which competes with Hamas to kill Israeli civilians in suicide bombings. Rounding out their evidence, prosecutors disclosed an email they obtained showing that Mr. Beharry was involved in Mr. Qadi's financial dealings with Yaqub Mirza, a Pakistani engineer who manages a group of Saudi-backed Islamic charities that are also under investigation for supporting terrorism, according to a federal search warrant. The email was taken from Mr. Mirza's computer in the search. They said that one of the top figures in the SAR network, Ahmed Totanji, is a senior leader of the Muslim charity that Abdullah bin Laden helped to run. So note again the very strong connections between the targets of the March 20th, 2002 Operation Green Quest raids, which Bush associate Talat Atman worked to frustrate. It would appear, too, that the FBI with the BCCI investigator, perhaps in quotes, Mueller, in charge of that, is also being less than vigorous in terms of the investigation of the Operation Green Quest raids. And note also the inextricable connections between the BMI, PTEC, and Operation Green Quest raids milieu and Al-Taqwa. What we're going to do now is to review why Abdullah bin Laden, one of the people connected to BMI, one of the people connected to the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, we're going to take a look at how come he is no longer in the country to be investigated. And this, again, reviewing from For the Record 423, that is because Abdullah bin Laden, despite being the focal point of an investigation, was flown out of the United States by the Bush administration in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, when very few civilians were able to fly. This is from an article called Saving the Saudis by Craig Unger, the author of the book House of Bush, House of Saud. This is from Vanity Fair of October of 2003, and we read, talking about some of the bin Ladens who were in the United States, skipping down, in fact, the FBI had been keeping an eye on some of the bin Ladens. A classified FBI file examined by Vanity Fair and marked secret shows that as early as 1996, the Bureau had spent nearly 9 months investigating Abdullah and Omar bin Laden, who were involved with the American branch of the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, or WAMY, a charity that has published writings by Islamic scholar Saeed Qutb, one of Osama bin Laden's intellectual influences. Khalil bin Laden, who boarded a plane in Orlando that eventually took him back to Saudi Arabia, won the attention of Brazilian investigators for possible terrorist connections. According to a Brazilian paper, he had business connections in the Brazilian province of Minas Gerais, not far from the tri-border region, an alleged center for training terrorists. By the way, we looked at that in For the Record 457. Continuing. FBI officials declined to comment on the investigation, which was reported in Britain's The Guardian, but the documents show that the file on Abdullah and Omar was reopened on September 19, 2001, while the Saudi repatriation was still underway. Quote, these documents show there was an open FBI investigation into these guys at the time of their departure, says David Armstrong, an investigator for the Public Education Center, the Washington, D.C. foundation that obtained the documents. So Abdullah bin Laden flown out of the U.S. by the Bush administration, along with people like Yaqub Mirza and the Al-Taqwa milieu, very much connected to BMI and to PTEC. We're going to take a look now at something researched for us by a listener. This is from the affidavit that was submitted by David Kane. It's available on the internet. He's the agent who is quoted in several of the articles I just read. This concerns information alleged by Ms. Masheed Fatouhi, F-A-T-O-O-H-I. She's the estranged wife of the aforementioned Salaman Biheri. By the way, one of the associates in this network is Sami Al-Arian, whom we've already mentioned. Sami Al-Arian is a professor of computer science. Bear that in mind. Bear in mind, too, that there is a very strong Muslim and Arab presence in the high-tech world. One of the things that I think has led to the ignoring of the GOP Islamist connection and its implications for September 11th is, in fact, a de facto racism and chauvinism, cultural and racial chauvinism, on the part of a lot of people, particularly in the so-called progressive political sector. Despite their pretensions, in my opinion, largely empty, to espousing social egalitarianism, in fact, at an unconscious or preconscious level, Arabs and Muslims, to these self-professed do-gooders in the so-called progressive sector, are simply basically bloody wogs. They're not viewed as equals and not viewed as capable of learning to fly airplanes, program computers, initiate high-tech organizations, wage war, conduct covert operations. And in fact, they absolutely are. The Arabic word for the Muslim Brotherhood, the Arabic term for the Muslim Brotherhood, is so close to the Arabic word for engineer that many people in the Muslim and Arabic world refer to the Muslim Brotherhood as the engineers because many of them are engineers. Osama bin Laden has a graduate degree in engineering. His deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is an MD. These are highly educated, very sophisticated people, and they're not the various racist terms that have been used by people, by the way, including Michael Moore, to dismiss the notion that people like this could have done something. It's not to say that there were not complicit elements within our own government. Of course there were. And in fact, it is this Islamist GOP, the Al-Taqwa GOP connection, that is one of the most important of those connections. But anyway, going back to Salaman Biheri and his behavior immediately after September 11th, according to his estranged wife, Ms. Masheed Fatouhi, as reported in the David Kane affidavit. According to Ms. Masheed Fatouhi, she and Biheri continued to share the same house until he left the country in 2002. After the events of September 11th, 2001, she witnessed Biheri destroying records. Why? One might ask. More about the connection between PTEC and the Federal Aviation Administration. This is from the Portland Indie Media website. And in turn, this is an article from Daniel Hopsicker, whose Mad Cow Prod website is the source for this article, February 5th, from Venice, Florida, by Daniel Hopsicker, a fairly well-known researcher, into September 11th. And again, this is about PTEC that manufactured key threat assessment software for the Air Force and for the Federal Aviation Administration. By the way, the key command center for the FAA is in Herndon, Virginia. It is at 555 Grove Street in Herndon, Virginia, that the SAR network, the SAFA Trust, and the organization is in Herndon, Virginia, that the targets of the Operation Green Quest raids of 3/20/2002 were primarily located. This article by Daniel Hopsicker, again from February 5th of this year, FBI shut down Saudi terror investigation cell in Boston. The group had access to all the FAA computer system for 2 years pre-9/11. This reads in part, a software company called PTEC, founded by a Saudi financier placed on America's terrorist list in October of 2001, had access to the FAA's entire computer system for 2 years before the 9/11 attack. Last week, when the National 9/11 Commission held hearings on the aviation security system and the 9/11 attack, government and aviation officials described a system unprepared for the events that unfolded on September 11th. None of them, however, mentioned security breaches involving Saudi terrorists in the basement of the FAA, unquote. Yet that's what happened, according to a high-level risk analyst who had troubling dealings with the firm. Quote, PTEC had a couple of very troubling client relationships, unquote, states risk architect and whistleblower Indira Singh, again quoting, one of which was with the FAA. One of the persons of interest in the investigation had a team in the basement of the FAA for 2 years, unquote. PTEC worked on a project that revealed all information processes and issues that the FAA had with the National Airspace Systems Agency, or NAS, Singh said. The project included incident investigation, law enforcement, military aviation systems, highly sensitive information, especially if you wanted to exploit the FAA's current capabilities and holes to jam or slow down U.S. military response to a domestic hijacking, for example. That, again, courtesy of Daniel Hopsicker, more of his fine work. Still more about the implications of the PTEC-FAA Air Force connection. This research for us by a listener comes from abcnews.com of December 6th, and I believe this is December 6th of 2002, the day, that, in fact, I know it is, of the day that the PTEC firm was raided. This is called Opening as a Sidebar to This, from their website, Opening Virtual Door to Government. PTEC is a systems engineering and software consultant firm that helps other companies, including government agencies, manage the workflow of complex projects and operations through so-called enterprise software solutions. These customized programs help organize and arrange information based on how each customer operates and allows executives to make important decisions faster and more efficiently. Mark Rashi, a former Justice Department prosecutor and now a senior vice president of a private security consulting firm called Solutionary in Omaha, Nebraska, is not aware of exactly what work PTEC might have done for its government customers. And he is extremely cautious about how or if any sensitive government computer systems might be compromised by PTEC's purported terrorism ties. Quote, "Their ability to insert a virus or a backdoor or a logic bomb will be dictated by the type of software they were working on and their amount of access to sensitive systems," he said. Still, he notes that even if PTEC software is free of malicious hidden codes, there is some concern. Quote, "The goal of enterprise software is to improve information flow in an agency. If I were to go to ABC News and work to understand the way you distribute information, I will know names of people, their titles, their job descriptions, how you communicate with each other, all of your buzzwords and all of that," he said. The more I know, the more I can control and disrupt your operations," unquote. Rashi also says that government agencies typically work with outside consulting companies because private firms have expertise to streamline complex government processes. Quote, "The government very rarely does any of its own software work," said Rashi, quoting, "but when you outsource software work, you really want to vet who it is that's designing the code." Yes, indeed. By the way, some of the press accounts about the hijackers mentioned that some of the hijackers who got on in Boston, including Mohammed Atta, had unspecified electronic equipment with them, whether there's any connection between that and some of the events we're discussing here as food for thought and grounds for further research. Now, still more about some of the potential implications of the PTEC connection. We're going to review an element that I looked at in For the Record program number 460 and that we came back to again in For the Record 462. We're going to take a look at a short item of information from the book House of Bush, House of Saud by Craig Unger. It was published in hardcover by Scribner's and copyright 2004. Craig Unger, by the way, the author of the October 2003 issue of Vanity Fair article Saving the Saudis that discussed the evacuation of Abdullah bin Laden, even as he was the focal point of investigation. And bear in mind that bin Laden, as well as the Al-Taqwa milieu and others, involved with BMI, one of the companies that networks with PTEC. Now, quoting from the House of Bush, House of Saud, this is talking about people alleged by Abu Zubaydah, a key aide to Osama bin Laden, who was captured in Pakistan in March of 2002. This talks about some of the people whom he allegedly implicated as associates of al-Qaeda. This refers to Air Marshal Mushaf Ali Mir, the head of the Pakistani Air Force. Nor was that the end of it. During his interrogation, Zubaydah had also said that Osama bin Laden had struck a deal with Pakistani Air Force Chief Air Marshal Mushaf Ali Mir and had told him there would be unspecified attacks on American soil on September 11th. 7 months after the Saudi deaths on February 20, 2003, Mir and 16 others were killed when their plane crashed in a northwest province of Pakistan. Sabotage was widely speculated to be behind the crash, but could not be proved. I would note that the sabotage was ruled out the day of the crash. Note again that according to Abu Zubaydah, as alleged in the book House of Bush, House of Saud, the head of the Pakistani Air Force was one of the collaborators of Osama bin Laden, something that raises more questions than it answers. But certainly if you combine threat assessment software for the Air Force and the FAA, developed by a company with links to the Al-Qaeda Al-Taqwa milieu, as there certainly were, and if you give Al-Qaeda the access to the kind of expertise that the head of the Pakistani Air Force would have, you have a potentially very, very troubling mix indeed. And again, perhaps some of the anomalous behavior of air defense systems on September 11th can be explained by sabotage in this regard. Again, that's food for thought and grounds for further research. Now, research credit on the following article goes to a member of the listening audience. This is from the Pakistani Defense Journal. It's called Defense Journal. It's obviously a military journal for the Pakistani military. And this article is about some of the fellow victims of the air crash that killed alleged Osama bin Laden collaborator, Air Marshal Mushaf Ali Mir, the head of the Pakistani Air Force. This article is called Dedicated to the Glorious Pakistani Air Force Shaheeds. It's by Air Marshal M. Asghar Khan. And of the curricula vitae of some of the fellow victims of Air Marshal Mushaf Ali Mir, we read, first of all, of Air Commodore Rizwanullah Khan. During his tenure of service, he worked on various appointments, including Senior Air Traffic Control Officer Sargoda. That is, from the context here, is a key Pakistani Air Force facility. Another of the victims, Wing Commander Syed Tabassam Abbas. During the last 17 years of service, he worked on various instructional and staff appointments, including Air Traffic Controller and Instructor at Directorate of Studies, Rizalpur. So note that people with significant backgrounds in air traffic control were also on that plane and died in that crash. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, but if you take the head of the Pakistani Air Force, alleged to have been an Osama bin Laden collaborator, and you take people with backgrounds in air traffic control, and if you combine them with some of the Al-Qaeda and Al-Taqwa links to PTEC, that was manufacturing threat assessment software for, among other institutions, the Air Force and the Federal Aviation Administration, you have a potentially very sticky wicket indeed in terms of assessing the performance of air defense units on September 11th. By the way, I would also note that PTEC manufactures threat assessment software for the Department of Energy, which manages nuclear power plants. And inside one, we took a look at the fact that Grover Norquist and Abdurrahman Alamoudi associate Faisal Gill has access to that information as one of the most sensitive intelligence officials with the Department of Homeland Security. Again, a fifth column. We're going to review a couple of other elements about PTEC and the relationship of that investigation to Operation Green Quest. We're going to review this from, for the record, 462. In turn, this is from an article called Who's War on Terror from Newsweek magazine, December 10th, 2003. Skipping down, we read, the PTEC case turned into an ugly dispute last year when company whistleblowers told Green Quest agents about their own suspicions about the firm's owners. Sources close to the case say those same whistleblowers had first approached FBI agents, but the Bureau apparently did little or nothing in response. With backing from the National Security Council, Green Quest agents then mounted a full-scale investigation that culminated in a raid on the company's office last December. After getting wind of the Green Quest probe, the FBI stepped in and unsuccessfully tried to take control of the case. The result, sources say, has been something of a train wreck. Privately, FBI officials say Green Quest agents botched the probe and jeopardized other more promising inquiries into Al-Qaeda. Green Quest agents dismiss the charges and say the problem is that the Bureau was slow to respond to legitimate allegations that an outside contractor with terrorist ties may have infiltrated government computers. And more about Yaqub Mirza. Furthermore, the FBI was aware that PTEC provided computer software for several government agencies, including the FBI itself, the FAA, the U.S. Treasury, the Department of Defense, the IRS, and the White House, proving a visible and viable threat to national security. The FBI ignored the repeated requests of concerned employees. Frighteningly, when an employee told the president of PTEC he felt he had to contact the FBI regarding Qadi's involvement in the company, the president allegedly told him not to worry because Yaqub Mirza, who was on the board of directors of the company and was himself a target of a terrorist financing raid in March of 2002, had contacts high within the FBI. That article, by the way, is from Perilous Power Play, FBI versus Homeland Security, authored by Rita Katz, who helped to launch the Operation Green Quest raids, and Josh Devon, from the National Review of May 27th of 2003. Now, more about the termination of Operation Green Quest, and bear in mind that it was the Green Quest folks who did the PTEC raid, and then the FBI took it over, from, again, the same National Review article. Now, the FBI is attempting to wrest the SAR network investigation from Green Quest and take all the credit for Green Quest's dedication and hard work. The agreement between Ashcroft and Ridge is a crushing blow to Green Quest, as it effectively dissolves that outstanding task force. According to the memorandum, the Secretary of Homeland Security agrees that no later than June 30, 2003, Operation Green Quest will no longer exist as a program name. Note that Yaqub Mirza set up the SAR network. Now note that the Operation Green Quest Task Force officially ceased to exist as a separate program name on June 30th of 2003, as indicated in that National Review article. Coincidentally or otherwise, one of the top Homeland Security intelligence people involved with electronic counterintelligence security, basically, was resigned on that same day. From the San Francisco Chronicle of June 30th, 2003, ex-CIA expert retires as top Homeland Security intelligence analyst. Paul J. Redmond, a top terrorism intelligence expert at the Department of Homeland Security, is retiring, officials said. Redmond, Assistant Secretary for Information Analysis and a former CIA officer, is leaving for health reasons, officials said. Was it health reasons? Did it have something to do with the termination of Green Quest and perhaps the PTEC investigation? Food for thought and grounds for further research. WFMU archiving the For the Record programs on Real Audio. More recent programs streaming at www.wfmu.org/Dave Emery. Older programs for download only at a longer URL linked to both that address and to the For the Record section of the Real Audio-equipped Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com. There will be a detailed, annotated, article-length description of For the Record 467 in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website within a week or so of the airing of this program. Note that the book Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile is now available for download for free on the Spitfire website. Spitfire website is equipped with a search function now, and also there's a page to click on in order to support the work that I'm doing. That concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 467, fifth column, part 4, being recorded on July 4th of 2004. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.